Monday, March the 7th, 2022, come to order. We go. Come to order. We go open with a prayer to pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Petty, pledged by Mr. Flower.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight and take care of school business. God, we pray, Lord, for Lord, your Holy Spirit to descend upon us, Fathers. We need discernment, wisdom in every decision that we make, Father. We pray that for our local leaders, state leaders, federal leaders, Father. And God, we pray for you for our country right now, and pray, God, for those that are in harm's way. We pray, God, for those that are fighting for our freedom. God, we pray that you would be with our soldiers. Father, we pray, God, that you'd bless everything that's said and done, that you'd be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along to recognitions, Mr. Petty.
Mr. Chair, we're going to try to move those to next. She was unable to come tonight, so hopefully we'll get her at the next meeting.
Okay. Moving right along to item number 3, public comment. I think we had a few tonight. First off, Mr. Cedric Brinson.
It's going to be brief. I grew up in this county. And I graduated from this county. So I am sorely disappointed in our school system right now. And I have to be, because here it is in 2022 and we still dealing with nonsense. Our kids should be able to go to school and not have to worry about being bullied or being called racist names. Let's not just say N-word. We know what the word is. It should not be going on. My main reason for being here is for Keith Maxwell. So I'm not for sure if you guys know or the street told you, but this guy grew up here, Major League Baseball, upstanding citizen. How is it? Did this man lose his coaching job because he won't apologize? Cal Petty, you fired him. For what? First of all, when you have someone that's the president of the Booster Club come down and decide to cuss this man out, he wrong. But then to tell this man that tomorrow I'm going to have your job. I got your job tomorrow. And what happens? He loses his job. While the Petties go out and hang out with him and his family at night. Total biasness. Unethical. But again, I grew up in this county, so I'm 51. I dealt with a lot of them when I was at Liberty County High. So there's some here now, like my dad, they'll tell his own story. So how much has really changed, to be honest? That good old boy stuff is done. It's over. It has to be over. It's time out for it. It really is. Now don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good people. And I say white people, there's a lot of good ones in this county. I'm 51, and some I've known since I was a little boy. That's just as straight as an arrow. And then you get the ones that smile in your face and talk and call you a nigga behind your back. It's a lot of them that think I don't know that sit around this same spot, and that's what they call us. That's the words that they use. And that'll come out soon. They just have no idea when. But it's ridiculous. No reason whatsoever to fire this guy. None whatsoever. And then the board The board don't even know the man got fired.
Mr. Cedric, your time's up. You got 3 minutes. Speak, buddy. Your time's up.
Somebody else can yield me their time.
All right, you got 3 more minutes.
It's just disheartening. It really is. We go back to January when all this nonsense about the black boys gonna fight the white boys for calling the black boys of Lunchtown niggas. They was comfortable enough to say that around their black teammates. So then somebody sits in the parking lot and says what? Sends a text message. I got my gun out here, whatever they said we got out here, I'm waiting. So the sheriff's department was dispatched. School wasn't locked down. If the sheriff's department has to be dispatched to the school, whether you find anything or not, it's the school job to lock down the school just in case something do jump off. But it wasn't. So there was something posted on Facebook later on by Kyle Pitt and said, oh, well, it wasn't nothing to it. It was, because the sheriff's department was dispatched. But how is it that you can be that close? I'm going back to Keith Maxwell. How, first of all, are you too close to the fire to be buddies with the boost, the president? You too close. I'm going to have your job tomorrow. And then he gives it to him. He loses his job. You can't, nobody in this county can say a bad thing, period, about Keith Maxwell. His character, no nothing. And then you have a white guy come down and get into the black guy's face and start to tell him about his kid, all this other stuff. And then at the end of it, he's told, well, you can either watch the game or you can leave with your son. That's appropriate. That's not violent. That's appropriate. That's not threatening, though. That's appropriate. But then they say, I'm going to have your job tomorrow. And then he loses his job. Over what? He didn't fight him. He didn't cuss him. What did he lose his job over? Because he didn't apologize? He didn't feel he needed to apologize. What was he apologizing for? Those times are over. It's a whole lot of changes about to come to Liberty County. A whole bunch of them. So Liberty County only enjoyed the state and the feds coming into town. That's fine. We can't take this stuff no more. We should be as equal as anybody else. You gonna die the same way everybody else died. We all gonna die at some point in time. I cut my arm, you cut yours, we gonna bleed red. That's just what it is. So these kids aren't born to be racist. That's what stuff they're being taught. It's just time out. And the changes is coming. A lot of heads is gonna roll. And Kyle Pater, yours need to be the first one to roll, because you don't deserve to be a superintendent of Liberty County School to do what you did. You fired him because the Booster Club president wanted him fired. You had no other reason to fire him.
All right, that's it, Ms. Cedric. Moving on to Ms. Melanie.
You told my husband you were 100% for the decision to fire Mr. Keith, Mr. Petty, so I'm talking solely to you. Yeah. I think you're wrong to fire Mr. Keith. Apparently it was all right for Mr. Chester to cuss Mr. Keith out in front of all of our children at a ball game, but not for Mr. Keith to say some of the things that he said. But he came back and apologized to our children for the things that he may have said out of the way. I feel it was unethical for you to weigh in on the decision since you and Mr. Chester are friends, and especially since Mr. Chester threatened to have Mr. Keith's job by the next day. It did take two. You should have stepped down and let Mr. Robb handle the situation, but you didn't. As superintendent, you should not use your position for personal vendettas. Your decision split the parents and our kids. You discouraged and hurt our children. And worst of all, you didn't care. You had more parents call you to keep Keith, Mr. Keith, than you did complaining about him. And your friend was vindicated, but it was the cost of our children. Mr. Keith has done more for our children in the 5 weeks that he worked with them. Some of these kids have never even played ball since T-ball, some not at all. And you understand the improvement that he has made with our boys. And I just want you to know that that is not the kind of person I want as a superintendent that is representing my county, me, or my child. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mellon. Next, Mr. Keith Michael.
First of all, I just want to say it's a blessing just to be alive. I got accepted to do this job about 5 months ago. And I believe in, you know, doing my best as a coach, as a minister of the word, to make sure not only that I teach these boys how to be baseball players, but most importantly, how to be young men. And whenever they graduate, get old enough, they can be productive citizens in the community. And what took place after the St. Joe game, I really feel like I was done wrong. I never was told why I got fired. And we had our meeting and nobody ever told me why I got fired. So still to this day, I'm confused why I got fired. So I made the assumption that I got fired because I didn't want to apologize, or I made the statement about being a cancer, which, you know, was true. Maybe I shouldn't have said it in front of the boys, and I apologized to them. But I believe I made a statement in the midst of a chaotic situation. So while I took the boys down to get them out of that situation, I felt like I need to let them know everything's gonna be okay. Don't worry about it, we don't need them. Because at that point, those boys were pretty distressed. So I felt like as a coach, I did what I should have done. But ultimately, I felt like I didn't get a fair shot at getting fired. You know, if I was to slap them or choke them or do something that would really require for me to get fired, then I'd be mad enough to accept that. But calling someone a cancer, which was actually true, and basically being interrogated, that I didn't want to apologize, that kind of cut pretty deep. And there's still a lot of issues going on with that, because, you know, when you have kids coming up to you at school, said, "Oh, Mr. Keith, we heard you got fired." You know, I love those kids, and it's tough to deal with that every single day, you know, being just a human being. And so, you know, ultimately, I feel like, you know, things were done wrong. I wanted to continue to coach, and I was asked, and I feel like I should apologize, and I said no. And I don't think I should have got fired because I didn't want to apologize to someone who attacked me. Just flat out. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Next, Ms. Tiffany McLaughlin.
Good afternoon, board members. I come to you today again talking about the issue that occurred on February 15th. But in addressing that, I would like to cite the Florida Department of Education 1012.275B, suspension and dismissal. You are to notify us, Mr. Kyle. You're to let the parents know when you are dismissing a coach. You have 30 days to do that. And it seems like we're at March the 7th, so you have about 8 more days, 9 days to get that notice to the parents by law. Also, I'd like the school board to consider the implementation, if you haven't already, of the Jeffrey Johnson Stand Up for Students Act, and it is section 51006147(13)(a)-(c), and it is the Florida statute. And it includes bullying, teasing, the bullying that is cited in this Florida statute includes teasing, social exclusion, threat, intimidation, stalking, physical violence, theft, sexual, religious, or racial harassment, public or private humiliation, or destruction of property. I would like for you to consider this. You probably weren't the superintendent when the notice went out on March the 1st, 2019, Mr. Kyle, so maybe you could research that, and if you haven't implemented, go ahead and implement, because otherwise, you may find yourself, and the school board here, may find yourself as a defendant in a case, a lawsuit, and I mean that. I really mean that, and if you don't know, look me up, you'll see. But nonetheless, sir, you were wrong in firing Mr. Keith, my son, who was the only African-American child on that team. Mr. Keith was representation. You're required to have equal representation in these schools. My son needed that. He needs a male figure to look up to. I unfortunately am a single parent, but I can handle that. I'm a big girl. That's okay. My boys are doing great. Actually, today, my oldest son, Axiom, you probably saw him there this morning at the state Senate office. He's actually a Senate page today. He started his for his first day. His superintendent was there this morning, did not even acknowledge him. I sent the letter to Ms. Summers, an email, earlier this week, letting them know my son would be there representing Liberty County Schools. Mr. Kyle read that same prayer that he's read us today in the Senate meeting. Go online to the Florida Channel, and you can see, you can watch. I saw my son there today. I was so proud. You didn't even acknowledge him. I wrote a letter, an email, and asked you to acknowledge him. I guess you did by just showing up. I saw you there. My son did too. You're not representing this district. My son did a great job today. Is someone moving their country? Mr. Stanton, are you moving your country?
No, one of them.
So, additionally, sir, also, in firing, like Mr. Keith said, you are required to give it to him in writing why you are suspending him, and that is a Florida statute 1012.27. Suspended members of the instructional staff or other school members during emergencies for period extending to and excluding the day of the next regular or special meeting of the district school board. And you must notify the school board immediately of such suspension. Here again, it is under if he had some alleged misconduct. Your misconduct, obviously, was when you went over to Mr. Chester's house and hung out, and your daughter posted it on Facebook because the entire county saw it. You had it. Somebody removed it. And if you didn't think it was unethical that you went over to his home, why wouldn't you leave it up there? I could put a notice up that I went over to Miss Melanie's house. I don't have anything unethical to hide. You did. Also, like he said, you're required to give him his notice of written termination. You're required to do that as well, sir. There's quite a few clauses that I have here in Florida statutes. You're also required to have your athletic coaches go through a rigorous training. I think he played in the major leagues 12 years. He's overqualified. My brother, as many of you may have known, played with him and coached him, was Chester McLaughlin. He started his athletic career right here in Liberty County. This was the first organized team that he played on right here in seventh grade. He will be on the April the 29th, if any of you would like to buy tickets, for $249 at the South Carolina. He's been inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame. He's also been inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He's been nominated, but not inducted. He will be inducted into South Carolina and other Hall of Fames. I wonder what Hall of Fame you will go in, Mr. Pettit. As a pastor, as a man of God, and you have the nerve to stand on the Senate floor this morning and represent yourself as a pastor, and you're downgrading people and firing people and just running all over this county doing a lot of mess. I was here, I came to your office and spoke to you last year because one of your employees snatched my son by the hood of his jacket because she accused him of being asleep. I had Mr. Day go down and check on a periodic time to see if my son was sleeping. He never saw him sleeping. My son gets plenty of rest. But you went on to tell me about this lady's personal business, that she had married a man and the man died and she was under financial stress. I don't care what kind of stress she's under. She better keep her hands to herself, and I told her that in a meeting, and you know who she is, and you had so many complaints on that lady, and you never once, no, you did disclose it, but you didn't fire her, and she put her hand on my son and snatched him by his hoodie, and it went across his neck. Now, I should have been over there filing a lawsuit,
But don't worry, you'll hear from me. You will hear from me. You keep up with your mess.
I'm moving right along to item number four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
So I give you all the handout for that. As been alluded to, I did go over today and do the invocation for the Senate. I did talk to Senator Lorraine Ausley today. Liberty County appears to be a big winner in legislative appropriations this session. On February 23rd, Sheriff Money, Clerk Stanley, Commissioner Casal, we enjoyed Liberty Day on the Hill. We got to go around lobbying our elected leadership, but we also went to many of the Senate leaders and the House leaders. We'll continue to do this each legislative session. It appears that every request that we've asked for the legislative people to, our budget request, appears that are all in the budget, which is a real blessing for us this year. Governor DeSantis will make his second visit in 2 years to our schools tomorrow night for the Liberty County Republican Party Lincoln Day Dinner. That'll be held out here in the old gymnasium. Relationship building with our elected state and federal leadership is very important in the appropriation process. It's a lot easier to say no to somebody you don't know personally. We don't want to be a casualty of the veto pen. We can get a lot of things in the budget, and all of a sudden the governor says no, and then obviously it's over. It don't matter all the committees and the approvals and the votes. If the governor says no, it dies right there. So we want to make sure that we continue a good relationship with him. New Market Tax Credit update. This thing has been kind of like the bottom end of a funnel. We've been sending information that has been requested us to the legal team. Jackson's been a part of that. He's probably CC'd on all of our emails. We anticipate closing March the 21st. The amount for this first round of funding is $660,000. We do anticipate, Eric Davis does anticipate, other funding sources to come in. We just don't know what that's going to look like. He said a lot of those projects get turned down because they're not rural enough. And, of course, he said we were probably the most rural project in all of that. So as other CDEs come available, most of the heavy lifting's been done with the paperwork on this first funding thing, so we won't have to reinvent the wheel once that's done. Number four, our ESSER 3 update. Senator Ausley called me last Tuesday. DOE is slowly setting dates for ESSER 3 distribution. I know this is a real rub for some of the employees who were wanting to give the $1,000 that the governor's money did not cover and that pre-K did not cover with $1,000. The tentative date she told me was March 29th, and again, I put that in parentheses or quotations, tentative. Nothing is ever in concrete with DOE, so I'm hoping they'll honor that date, and as soon as that money is released to the district, we'll be able to set up. We'll probably go ahead and set up some advertisements for our summer programs as well, because we need to go ahead and get those set and get the budget set for that. The money's been budgeted. We just need to make sure we figure out who we're going to put in those spots. Spring break, March 21st through 25th. We encouraged our staff in our Monday message this morning to really work hard these last 2 weeks. Spring testing. Mr. Jeff's been getting some testing materials in, so a lot of that's coming. We're just getting ready with school spring testing. I've discontinued our COVID report. The cases are just kind of almost non-existent now. We'll have one or so pop up. Anything over 10, I'll reinstate that COVID report. I did that on Parent Square and on Facebook, but right now we're just very blessed that the spike that we saw in January was short-lived, and we're probably going to have another little bump after spring break when kids travel and get around other folks. There was new Florida Department of Health guidelines that shortened quarantines to 5 days for infected students, and there are no quarantines required for asymptomatic exposures. Obviously, if a parent has a kid that's been exposed and they want to keep them home, we're not going to fight them on that. But that's the new guidance from the Florida Department of Health. At 7 o'clock tonight, after our meeting, there will be an internet broadband follow-up discussion put on by FSU and the Appalachian Regional Planning Center. If y'all remember last month, they had some grad students who come in, and we talked about internet connectivity with our county. And we all kind of agreed that it's horrible. So they're hopefully going to come up with some solutions tonight. They wanted, this is their meeting, so they'll be here at 7. They'll probably be here in another 30 minutes or so, and your attendance obviously is optional. I left number 8 from last month. Cogni is our school accreditation. We have a review in May 2022, which is in a few months. That will be an online review. They will not come in person like they did 10 or 11 years ago. You may be asked to answer some questions from some of those evaluators. Mandy Fowler, Mandy, you just got in on an accreditation.
You will all be answering questions.
When everybody answers questions. So some of the things for the board members, I was a board member when they asked for, you know, your mission and vision, those kind of statements, and they'll want to know just some personal questions about your experience on the board and your time on the board. And then lastly, Melanie King has been hired as our temporary assistant finance director. This will be a temporary position in hopes that this will work out for her to replace Sheila upon Sheila's retirement. She begins March the 9th. That's the tentative date for her beginning. Her mother had some pretty extensive surgery today. And so, Lord's willing, everything goes good with that. I have heard, so I hope she'll be here on March the 9th, please. Feel free to stop by and say hello. Melanie has over 20 years of experience working in the finance office in Gadsden County, so we're very blessed to have Melanie on the team. Other than that, hope y'all have a wonderful spring break, and if you have any questions, feel free to holler at me.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item number 5, additions, corrections to the agenda. Need a motion to add emergency item 10A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion on. Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. James, Mr. Flower, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to add addition and correction to consent item 8B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item 6, approve of agenda. Need a motion to approve the agenda for March the 7th, 2022, with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7, approve minutes. Need a motion to approve February 8th, 2022, regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B, need a motion to approve February the 8th, 2022 workshop meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 8, consent items. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for February 2022, financial statements for February 2022, budget amendments for February 2022, and we got three or four of them, 110-01, 420-01-01, 420-02, 443-02, and bills and payroll for February 20th, 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve March 7th, 2022 personal consent table. Got a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve out of field teacher for March 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second. Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need a motion to approve updated sub list for March 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve calendars for school year 2022 through 23. This includes a Liberty County School District calendar, 12-month calendar holidays, and 11-month calendar holidays. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item F, need a motion to approve request of Victoria Shuler to enter the drop program effective March the 1st, 2022, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than February the 28th, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item G, need a motion to approve request of Marion Appreciate to enter the drop program effective March the 1st, 2022, with the final retirement termination date to be effective no later than February the 28th, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item approved to advertise internally for a one-to-one paraprofessional at W.R. Toller that will be assigned to an ESE level 254 student. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 9A, we need a motion to correct travel expenses in the amount of $637 additional, $56 above prior approved on 1st 11th of 22, for the Chief Executive Officer Leadership Development Program, CEOLDP, Phase 1 training session, attended by the Superintendent February the 2nd through the 4th, 2022, held at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve AFPS, Advanced Fire Protection Service Incorporated, system monitoring agreement to provide wireless cellular monitoring for a 5-year term beginning March the 9th, 2022, at the rate of $900 per year, located at Hossard Elementary and Junior High. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion?
Yeah, is that going to be tied in with the admin system and all that for? With the fire, is that going to be an alert system for here as well if it, something goes on there? Is it just so total? Just the monitoring of it. So, I mean, it'll just alarm there, sprinklers, whatever, and nothing will be notified over here or anything.
If there's an actual fire, if it goes off, they notify the fire department.
So, our safe watch will work in that same instance. I mean, if somebody works at fire,
they could activate it.
That's what I'm saying.
Working there could activate it, but it's not tied into that. It's just to monitor the fire alarm.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve the 2022 through 2025 District English Language Learners ELL Plan. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve ARP, IDRP, Pre-K Individuals with Disability Education Act, Part B, Pre-K American Rescue Plan Supplement, funds for a program period of 07-01-21 through 09-30th through 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve ARP, IDEA, K-12 Individual with Disability Education Act, Part B, K-12 American Rescue Plan Supplement Funds for program period of 07 through 01 through 21 through 09, 30th of 23. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve resolution 2022-01 for the New Market Tax Credit. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item G, need a motion to approve resolution 2022-02 for the New Market Tax Credit. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 10, emergency item. Need a motion to approve Florida Department of Education, Office of Educational Facilities, Florida Inventory of Schoolhouses Certificate, Certified Certificate of Facilities, Data Fish. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is a board policy item, number 11, H. Need a motion to approve second reading of the following policies, manual updates. PO8405, revised school safety and security. PO8407, revised safe school officers. PO5780, revised student parents' rights. New 5780.01, parent student rights, parents' bill of rights. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next board member items, Mr. Flowers.
I got, and I know probably you're aware of this, Kyle. Oxford set the tank training system up.
Well aware.
Have we come up with a plan to get that repaired, handled, fixed? We probably spend more maintenance time on that than we do anything else in the county.
Yeah. It was a bad design flaw to begin with. And you know, obviously at this point you'd have to spend, I ain't gonna tell them how much to
$500,000.
Yeah. You can't afford to fix it. It's just one of those things that I don't know what we do, but it is a poor design. None of the other schools, you know, the newer school even has that same type of system. You know, and of course when we built the school back in 2008, you know, that was the going thing, or that was what was told. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it was the cheaper way. I don't know, but it's a problem. It is always a problem.
Have we tried to come up with some kind of idea? Trash is filling it up. And I know when I worked with the prison, we kind of had the same issue. And we built a basket to be able to keep that thing clean periodically, so we didn't have these issues. Have we got anybody listening to maybe doing something like that?
First of all, who's going to do that?
Well, and I don't know. That's what I'm asking. How can we?
But we have, Carl and I talked about it daily in college. It's ongoing. It's been going since it's been built. So this new company, Tallahassee, came to us here a few weeks ago and said they can fix the problem. So Drum and I have talked about that, and we finally got somebody that'll work on it. In the past, we've had nobody that ever work on it. So I don't want to make him mad and change companies.
Yeah.
So we talked to Drum, and he's going to talk to Mr. Maynard Moore and tell him what we was doing and let this other company see if they can fix it. But the only way really to fix it is what you're talking about with the basket.
Yeah, that's what we had to do. But then...
But that's very costly to get somebody to do that every day or every week. Because it's going to have to be pulled with a machine.
Yeah, you're going to have to pull it with a machine. It's going to have to be hauled off, environmental.
So that's not cheap. But you can fix it like that, 100%.
We need to look at it and come up with something on that deal, because it's
$2,000 to get it done.
A month? I mean, how can we do it? A month?
Right now.
Twice a month?
Right now, pretty regular, because I don't care what happens when it gets towards the end of the school year. Baseball season comes, I got a picture on my phone right now. I got sent today to see blowing up out of the ground.
Yeah.
It's a manhole.
Right there by the dugout.
So it takes the whole, we'll go for a while and it not be, but when the summer. But then when the kids start using it, adults, we've got underwear, I hate to say this, underwear, towels, anything you could imagine burns up in pumps.
Yeah.
And you can't grind it because if you grind it and pump it into the land, grain field, it stops that up.
Yeah.
So you can't put grinder pumps on. The only way to stop it without redoing the whole system is a basket.
I think we need to be looking at that.
Resolve these issues.
If we're going to spend $2,000, $4,000 a month to get it pumped out and have our maintenance crew tied up over there.
All the time.
I mean, how much is that going to cost us in 2 or 3 years?
I talked to Mr. Ritchie. He said they done that at the federal prison as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you had to at the prisons because they flush everything. And then clog them up, so we had to come up with them.
Well, we just don't imagine.
Well, let's look at that and see if we can't come up with some kind of plan.
I'd love to do it. That'll take a lot of pressure off us.
Figure that out.
Because every time they have a ball game, it comes up out of ground. Every time.
Well, I know it's ongoing money pit, so.
I don't know if some of y'all remember, but when Mr. Brooke Hayes was here, when we built hospital school, he tried to get the superintendent of the board to pump it all the way to the city sewage. He said, in the long run, you'd be cheaper. And he was 100% right.
Yeah, we definitely ain't got that much money to put that much back in the ground.
But you could, you know, the softball and baseball field sitting on the drain field. Yeah. So, you know, like, you can go in there and, you mess up a lot. Very
powerful. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just look at it and see what we can come up with.
I'll get a plug on it. I would say right now the biggest trouble we find around here is Typhlin septic service, you know, before. And that actually come pump it and rewash it down and pump it again with their truck because they got big enough, large enough truck. And Horace and also, they very possible they might could do it, but it'd have to be somebody with a truck that could pull the basket.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a lot.
Because we used to have to do it with a dang big backpack. Mm-hmm. Lift it out and double it.
Start off maybe once a month. If it's not enough, might go twice a month. You know, we have to regulate that. During summer, you cut it back. You know, the more you use, the more, you know, you would have to put the basket. And it could be once a week. Or how big a basket you put in.
Yeah.
Or how big they can pull.
Or we could get all the people to quit throwing stuff down.
I don't think that's going to happen either. Okay.
One or two things. I want to thank the public for attending tonight for our school board meeting. Also, I was asked to be on a domestic violence community response team. Jeff was there standing in for Kyle, attended that this week. And that's very interesting because from a school board perspective, you know, the way we think of, or I thought about it was that a lot of domestic violence starts at a young age of what they see, of what a child sees. And so, you know, my response to and my feedback to the team was, what can we do as a school, you know, or me be an advocate, you know, and Jeff too, and Kyle, be an advocate to see how we can start some training and education at the school level, you know, to help the children, because they do see a lot. Our kids see a lot. They go through a lot at home, and then they come to our school, and we have to deal with a lot too, so with them. So I'm going to be working with that team. I'm real excited to be on it and seeing what the future holds for that team.
Maybe can I ask you a question on that?
Yes.
You said domestic violence is what you're talking about, our children being exposed to it?
Yes.
So that's just not at home, is it? Is that like in a school environment, wherever?
I think that would be something domestic to me, I guess the definition to me, and maybe I'm not an attorney, would be a family type atmosphere at home. I think that's what the team was more or less talking about, was at home.
Can you check into it and see if this incident that happened with, you know, Mr. Maxwell and Mr. Chester as part of that? Because those children were exposed to something and, you know, mental illness is real, okay? Mm-hmm. And you get parents who are trying to vicariously live through their children. It causes issues in the home, and it brings them into the school, and you don't know what that child is going through mentally, or any child for that matter. So can you, in your capacity as that representative, can you check into that?
I will certainly address the sheriff's office, but I think it was more about how many calls they get the sheriff's office and helping them provide feedback and how they can do a better job of handling their domestic violence in the county, you know. And then of course I go back to the, you know, my thought was the children and the way, you know, children come into school and they're depressed or they have a home life that is not, you know, up to par. What can we do as education and help those children, you know, so that's kind of the basis of the committee that was put together. I will certainly ask.
We have to find an avenue to, because what they were talking about at the beginning can open a door to a teacher, to a parent going up to a teacher and cussing them out because their child had a bad grade, and then the teacher gets dismissed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
This is opening a door. I mean, we cannot just close our eyes on it. I mean, it's
well, Chad's sitting here, so we can maybe we can check into that, Chad. Thank you.
I mentioned a little earlier before meeting started, I'd like to keep Miss Eileen Bramlett in our prayers. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lester passed away yesterday evening. He used to work for us, you know. So he was one of our own. That's all I got. Mr. Jason?
I want to say congratulations to our first year wrestlers. They showed up and showed out, and I want to thank all of y'all for coming and voicing y'all's concerns and opinions. That's
all I got. Well, same thing. Keith, I appreciate you coming out. Cedric, I appreciate you coming out. Me and Keith go back till we were little kids and everything like that. It's hard sometimes to get up and say what you want to say and get it out, and I really appreciate y'all coming.
Well, the follow-up to that is, we're not here just to, we didn't just trope down here today just to say a few words. I promise you, it's just not going to go away. We are sick and tired. So this change is going to be coming, some of them going to be forced changes. I hate to say it, but some of them are going to be forced changes. But there are going to be changes made, so it's not like we just came down here and we just talked and we just gonna go on back to drop love to my mama's house and eat. It's just not gonna happen like that. It's not. So the presence, a lot of things about to change, and I really hate it because I grew up in Liberty County. So I've seen a lot, but the changes are coming. They're coming. So now we gotta put our county on spotlight for this nonsense. Now our county is about to get a whole bunch of spotlight over this nonsense. It's coming. I just look like this. It's coming. It is, and I hate it. But we got no choice now.
And it should be piggybacked off. My son is actually in counseling. He's receiving counseling from the school. So the school board will eventually be eating some of this cost perpetrated by Mr. Chester and this whole incident. My son has suffered PTSD, a form of PTSD from a traumatic experience, a car crash into my home about 5 years ago. And literally parked in between my two sons. They didn't get a scratch. They didn't lose a drop of blood. And they still went to school that day. And I mean, he plowed into our house at 70 miles an hour and literally parked in between their beds. And my son, older son, had to crawl over the hood. The other son was thrown out. So I do believe in God. I believe in miracles. And it will definitely, I believe, take a miracle to turn Liberty County around. Because I'm new here, and it's been going on too long. I've been hearing from so many of your colleagues, neighbors, whatever you want to call them. I'm new here, and I hear it all. And I'm really saddened by this. If there's a lawsuit that comes out, the school board will have to pay for it. Y'all need to really consider there's an exorbitant cost that can come behind allowing someone to show out like they did at school. I could never do that. Nobody should ever be allowed to do that. And I am a former educator. I'm a government contractor. I have a huge background in research. So
I don't intend to come back up here about anything else. Now, I may be back up here on the current issue, but I hope there's nothing else added to this. More children probably need counseling that aren't getting it behind this incident. I'm sure, I don't even know who Mr. Chester is. I wouldn't know if he came in, but I'm sure if my son saw him somewhere, he's going to feel some intimidation. That man is unpredictable. And also, the school cannot allow volunteers and people like that. Once they do stuff like that, y'all have to dismiss them from their position. Volunteer, certified, voted in, y'all have to dismiss those people. And it's in the closet. I have a whole list of stuff to say, but I was only limited to 3 minutes, but I'll put it in writing. I'll forward it to y'all.
And most of you guys here, I went to school with some of them. So just really quick, I know that I say, but my father, stand up, Dad. Stand up, Dad. Stand up. We're in 2022, right? Go back to 1966 when they wouldn't let my dad walk. They sent his diploma in the mail. Wouldn't let him march because he was black. They canceled the school senior trip. If nobody wanted to bump with the black man to the council. That's 1966. It's 2022 now. And we still have some of these nasty people in this county. And our children are very important to us. So as a school board, I would love for y'all to talk to these kids from the baseball team. From the baseball team, because they matter. They do matter. And something needs to be done in reference to this man being fired. So we would like the board to take care of it. If not, then the spotlight's on Liberty County. But now that's when people wonder, what kind of county is Liberty County? What kind of people y'all got down there? That's what's going to happen to our county. It's not going to look good over nonsense, being too close to something. Sometimes you got to recuse yourself of certain situations so you don't appear biased. But some people just outright be biased. You don't fire a man, you're going to hang out with his buddy. What kind of nonsense is that? And then the man telling you he don't know why he got fired.
And it's even more humiliating. He then has to go back and prepare the fields each game for these students. He's been fired from coaching, but he still has to prepare the field. How humiliating, how demeaning is that?
Marie Maddox is waiting on this case. I just did it up front. I just look like this. I'm well connected in Leon County. I just look like this. Because I'm super connected. Being Crump is pissed. It didn't happen. I mean, if he had done something wrong, everybody know him. Most of y'all know him. Jason, you know him. You know his character. So the man had done something wrong, he said, like, man, I just took it out and just went on. Some of us probably been fired from our job before. I done got fired from a job before. I got fired because I did something wrong. You move on. But when you don't do nothing, this is what we're tired of, is things been happening to us when we don't do nothing. He didn't do anything. Kyle Petty does not need to be the superintendent of Liberty County. So either y'all can make the changes or it's going to come downhill. It's going to roll downhill.
I'm sure Mr. Keith could use some psychological help with this and maneuvering through this process and still having to come out to that job every day and see the students he can't coach. He's good enough to clean up after them, but he's not good enough to coach. And he has to still come out there. How demeaning is that? And he comes out there with his head held up high. He's got to be a man of God. Now, this is a man of God. Because it takes a man of God to do that in the midst of all of that humiliation and demeaning, knowing you are being
that. And I hate for the school board to be the spotlight going on you guys, because y'all didn't even know, Mr. Hayes, did you even know that Mr. Maxwell was fired? and you are the one on the street. He's the chairman of the school board, he didn't know the man got fired. What kind of program is that? So when your county get the spotlight on, they're going to everybody. What's going on in your county? And it's just not going to look good. So you better get that rotten apple out of the barrel before it make all the other apples rotten. It's coming.
Mr. Morris, anything else, Beth?
Thank you again, Mr. Cedar. That's all I got.
Mr. Petty, is there anything that you'd like to say to us? Is there anything that you'd like to...
If anybody would like to come talk to me in my office, I would gladly have a conversation.
School board meeting. That's what happens to behind the scenes. We right here in front of the school board. You didn't notify the school board. Unless there's some members on the school board that he did notify, he was fine. Go ahead and speak up now and raise your hand if Mr. Petty notified you he was fine. We got none. So y'all got
he did tell me that he was relieving him of his coaching duties.
So you was the only one he told?
Well, I come up here and asked him.
Okay.
I did come up here and
talk to him. But you had to go ask him.
Well, I was up here on some other business and I'd heard there was some issues down there and I asked him about it and he did tell me that he was relieving him of his coaching duties.
And why did he tell you he was relieving Mr. McAdoo of his job? Because we all out here now, we ain't got to worry about, he said, she said, well, text me, that's what he...
Well, that's another, I can't go on what he said, she said.
No, I want you to tell us why Mr. Head told you that he would leave Mr. Maxwell his job.
And please, legally, sir. I don't know if I probably should say that.
Well, no, Mr. Petty right down there. We all here, see, that's the problem.
Mr. Petty is over all personnel with the school system. Superintendents is over all personnel, hired and fired. The school board.
But it's a way. But it's a way you do anything. It's still legally paid. It's a way you do anything. When you have outside influence, as Mr. Chester, who was the president of Booster Liberty County, tell a man, I'm gonna have your job tomorrow. And then, what do you look like not getting fired?
Mr. Petty has the authority to hire and fire. All superintendents have that ability. That has nothing. The school board has no authority over hiring and firing people.
We didn't say you was.
You're trying to say that we can change that. We can't change that.
Oh, we don't change it.
We just want
the school board to know what's coming.
All right, guys, let's move on, guys.
Contract that says is recommended to the school district board, terms for contracting with employees, and prepare such contracts as approved. There's quite a few clauses. If y'all give me a little bit more time, I promise you I'll point it out to you. I can email you. I'll send you my letter, and I may even publish it in the paper. I know all of these minutes are public information, but each school superintendent shall report to the Department of Education the name of any person terminated under 10122.33A or 4C within 10 working days after the date of final action by the district school board of termination. And the department shall immediately enter the information in the computer record. So have you put it in the computer record? You're supposed to do it within 10 days. Notify the Department of Education. So it's quite a few things y'all got going on. You got some nepotism because Mr. Chester, excuse me, is a brother-in-law to the head coach. And that's your friend. And so neither the school district superintendent nor school board member can appoint or employ relatives. So make sure none of y'all are related to him. Also, when you enter in contracts with outside people, staff members, and all that, if they do some of these irregular things listed here, I can't pull it up right now. But you cannot keep doing these things. There are laws, Florida statute laws, Department of Education policy that you must apply to, and you can be sued for tort because this is foreseeable. You knew all of this was going on. You could foresee that it was coming. And you knew it because your friend told you. So that's tort. And extremely tort is a big problem.
And what does it look like to you guys as a school board members most of y'all are either living in county or from the county. What does it say? And I understand what you're saying, that he has the right to hire fire whoever you want to, but it's a way you do anything. Because see, it all stinks. If Mr. Maxwell had done something wrong, we wouldn't even be here. I'd be like, Keith, man, you messed up, bro. Oh, you should have, man, you messed up, bro. But when you won't apologize to somebody because he don't feel like he should apologize, so you get fired?
You have to be dismissed.
Very, very, very careful with that, because I'm telling you right now, the whole thing stinks.
You have to be based on immorality, misconduct in office, incompetency, gross insubordination, willful neglect of duty, drunkenness, or being convicted or found guilty, or entering a plea of guilty regardless of adjudication of guilt, any crime involving moral turpitude, as these terms are defined in the state ordinance. It's wrong right here.
And
y'all know.
And he had none of those violations. When somebody approached you and come in your face, this man respectfully said, you can sit out and watch the game, or you can leave with your son. Oh, I'm gonna have your job tomorrow. So what did it look like, Keith being able to keep his job? He talked to the principal. He thought it was all good. But that wasn't good enough for Mr. Chester. And he don't need to be in no type of cahoots no more with the Liberty County Boosters Club. Find another president.
And there's a policy against that as well.
I'm not going to say, but I'm telling you, it's fixed to roll down here. I really feel bad for my group here. My dad grew up here his whole life. He's seen Mr. Hayes. I've known you since I was a little boy. Your brother, too. Jason, I went to school with you. Good people. There's a lot of good people here. But I know how it works in a small county. Sometimes it's beneficial to be from a small county. But what happens is, sooner or later, all them dirty hands, too late to clean them then. When the state come and the feds come, when the feds come to Liberty County, it's gonna be bad. Get the rotten apple out.
101.2.465 background screening requirements for certain non-instructional school district employees and contractors except as provided in statute 102.467 or S102.468. Non-instructional school district employees are contractual personnel who are permitted access on school grounds when students are present, who have direct contact with students, or who have access to or control of school funds, must meet level 2 screening requirements as described, and y'all can look that up. Contractual personnel shall include any vendor, individual, or entity under contract with the school or the school board. It's in the clause. Y'all know it's there. So if he is, Mr. Chester is an individual. I don't know if he's hired by y'all, but he's in control of some money if he's over his booster club.
That's right.
So he can't do all this. This is called persons and entities under the contract with the school or social district. Y'all got to do a level 2 background screening on him. So read up on your stuff before you go out here acting up, because there's some people that I love research. That's what I can do. I do that. I got a lot of people telling me I need to be a lawyer. I do that too. It's coming.
All right, guys, need to move on, okay?
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Item 14, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Motion adjourned. Meeting adjourned.